Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 27th day of May. I hope it finds you with joy in your heart and with perseverance in your spirit and with eyes looking toward heaven, knowing that God has chronicled your tears in a little bottle. They are not wasted, they are seen and noticed, and he's going to make something beautiful out of them. So today we're in the first part of Psalm 68 because it's a very long psalm, so I had to break it up. So this is verses 1 through 19 in the New American Standard Bible, and this is a psalm of David, and this is what it says. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, and may those who hate him flee from his presence. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before a fire, so the wicked will perish before God. But the righteous will be joyful. They will rejoice before God. Yes, they will rejoice with gladness. Sing to God and sing praises to his name. Exalt him who rides through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and be jubilant before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy dwelling. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious live in parched lands. God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the desert, the earth quaked. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself quaked at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You made plentiful rain fall, God. You confirmed your inheritance when it was parched. Your creatures settled in it. In your kindness, you provided for the poor, God. The Lord gives the command. The women who proclaim good news are a great army. Kings of armies flee. They flee, and she who remains at home will divide the spoils. When you lie down among the sheepfolds, you are like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and its pinions with glistening gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings there, it was snowing in Zalmon. The mountain of Bashan is a mountain of God. The mountains of Bashan is a mountain of many peaks. Why do you look with envy, you mountain of many peaks, as at the mountain God has desired as his dwelling? Indeed, the Lord will dwell there forever. The chariots of God are myriads, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them at Sinai in holiness. You have ascended on high. You have led captive your captives. You have received gifts among peoples, even among the rebellious as well, that the Lord God may dwell there. Blessed it be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation. Lord, thank you. Oh, I should say, mind if I pray for you, which I will. Mind if I pray for you. Lord, thank you for another day of life. And Lord, thank you that you are very good at scattering enemies. We do have a very strong enemy against us. Satan and his demonic hordes are against the church, are against the people of God, and yet you are victorious. And I'm reminded of the New Testament. Every time a demon encountered Jesus, he had to flee. And so, Lord, for those who are walking through a spiritual battle right now, and I remember one I was in that was so hard that the only thing I could do is just say Jesus over and over and over again. And as I said that name, my faith strengthened and the evil dissipated. And so there is power in the name of Jesus. And so speak it today. We choose to speak it today, Lord, because it is so powerful. Lord, help us to sing praises to your name and exalt you even when we're in the desert. And that's probably the hardest time to exalt God, but it is the best time to do so. So thank you also, Lord. We rejoice that you are a father to the fatherless. Some people this year have lost their parents, and they need to know that you are a father to the fatherless and a judge for the widows. Lord, you are a righteous judge. You do everything perfectly and correctly, and we love you for that. Lord, we thank you for your power. We thank you that the women who proclaim good news are a great army. I just loved reading that today. It really made me joyful that I was represented there. And so, Lord, help us to be that great army that you've called us to be, to fight with spiritual weapons and to trust you as we do so. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by a book. It's called The Waiting Room, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis. And it's by Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage. Elizabeth, thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Now, this is a devotional for those of you who are in the waiting room. And that could be figuratively or quite frankly, literally, waiting for someone to come out of a treatment, waiting for someone who is battling cancer. And the format is pretty simple. She has a Bible verse and a story related to the healthcare crisis. A gospel reality that brings peace and hope in the midst of that healthcare crisis, a concluding prayer, and a couple of suggestions for further actions. And I know that when you're walking through a health crisis like this, it can be a difficult and bewildering time. So this is a book you can just bring with you when you're in the waiting room. So pick that up today, and thank you, Elizabeth, for sponsoring the show.